This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, morning, everybody! Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM, and a happy Tuesday to everybody out there. Leroy Horde in studio with us. He'll be on the camera shortly as he figures out his password. It is always a process.
Yes.
You know it's secure when you can't even remember it yourself.
Well, It probably wouldn't be that way if I didn't have to change it every 12 seconds.
I thought they changed that rule. I thought that they were going away from that as long as we had like a super duper password with like hieroglyphics.
Yeah.
That's what they claimed. That's what they said, Bam.
I've seemed to have forgotten. Oh, wait, here we go.
Understood. Get to our headlines here early on. They're brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Brittany is in Frog Boy's chair today. Hello, Brittany. How are you?
Hello. I'm good. How are you?
It's good to have you here today.
Rough night. You're kind of hoarse there, Doc.
Yeah, were you very excited from the Heat game last night, Brittany?
No.
Or did you go to Tortuga this weekend?
I went to Tortuga this weekend.
Did you? Which days did you go to?
I went to all three.
Wow.
Yes. It's all or nothing for me. I'm not a one-day passer.
Who was the best? Do you have a top performer? Was it Shaboozy?
I didn't get to see Shaboozy.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I know. I was too busy being like front and center for Jordan Davis.
I understand.
Yeah.
He's good,
yeah. So for me, my favorite probably was Ludacris, if I'm going to be honest.
Luda.
And then Megan Maroney after that.
She's good. I saw her at Stars and Strings. My daughter is a huge Megan Maroney fan.
And she
was like freaking out when she did Tennessee Orange. But
as was I.
She is blown up, Megan Maroney.
She has.
All right. So last night in the national championship, Florida beats Houston 65-63. Mm-hmm. Houston had an oopsie-doo there at the end.
I used to think that not swinging at a pitch with bases loaded at the end of a game was a problem.
Yep.
This is worse.
This made you more upset?
I don't care if you chuck it up from half court, right? At least you got a shot up.
That's tough.
To not even get a shot up.
I liked like running the call. That'll travel. And he knew it too. And he's just like, oh no. Couldn't do anything about it. That's a tough way to lose a championship.
It is.
That's a tough way.
Not to mention you gave up a 7-point lead with what, 3 minutes left?
Yeesh.
Where you just, I mean, Florida's done it twice now. They won it, did in the first Final Four game, and they did in the finals.
So, I mean, congrats to the Gators. I don't really mean that sincerely. I don't like Florida, even though I don't hate Florida basketball as much as I do the football program. But I'm also, like, I wish them no success. You know, like, the only person I'm happy for is, like, Udonis Haslem. Like, that's it.
He ain't playing.
Yeah, he's not playing anymore. So, like, other than that, kick rocks, but congrats.
They ruined it for me.
Why? Just because of the way it ended?
I would have won the pool.
Oh, yeah. But this is like, dude, I picked Florida, and I'm such a phony. Like I didn't pick. You know, I didn't watch any college basketball this year. I just literally, I think I heard the bald dude on SportsCenter be like, if Florida won the SEC, you know, they're sneaky. And I was like, oh, a sneaky one seed? Boom, I'll take them. And so, like, that's the only reason. But this is the first year I went mostly chalk. And 1-1-1, and it worked out because this was, like, the most chalk year of all time.
Yep.
So, college basketball, nice knowing you, dude. It's draft season.
Draft season.
And it's Masters Week. Oh, and it's UFC Week.
UFC Week, Masters Week.
I'm a scouser.
Thursday, I'm going to be honest with you.
You're going to be a lost cause.
Maybe. Maybe. I could either. Here's my two choices. Come into work, put the Masters on my computer.
Right. It won't be on live? Are they still doing that? Where they're not showing the whole damn thing? Still doing
on
that?
Because I want to say ESPN has the early round coverage.
Okay.
But it doesn't come on until like 2 or 3.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can watch, you can go to the Masters website and see certain groups or holes.
Not even like an ESPN Plus?
And ESPN Plus.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, that makes more sense.
So, yeah, I hate like the best. I love watching the Masters. I love getting caught up in it. I love all that. But the Open Championship or the British Open is the best. You know why? Because you get up first thing in the morning, golf. They're done at 12.
Trying to see. Like, what do you got here for Chili Peppers, though? Like, who you picking?
I don't care. Here's the guys that.
I'll tell you who I'm looking
at. Two guys. I'm a ride this train, and Ludwig Åberg.
I gotta tell you this golf.
Yeah,
give you some juicy odds to pick a winner.
Because like it's so random.
Xander Schauffele, 2+2000. He's good.
Xander, yep.
What about what about Colin Morikawa at +1400?
He's good. He's been struggling. He's trying to get it back. You know what I mean? Like, here, rule number one in the Masters, you need somebody who can work the ball, hit it left to right or right to left.
Okay.
Certain guys are just dominant hitting the ball a certain way. And that's fine, but in some of these corners, it becomes difficult. So a lot of the holes in the par fives are right to left, and Colin hits a left to right shot. So he's got to hug the trees to keep it.
Tee time.
It doesn't necessarily play to his strengths, but at the same time, these guys are really good.
Oh, Jennifer!
I feel like I'm watching a Robert Plant video. What? With the girls with the slick back hair.
Just going all heavy metal music this week with her.
Yeah.
Well, hello, Jennifer.
Robert Plant's not heavy metal. Who's the Simply Irresistible? That's Robert. Is that Robert Plant? Huh?
Whatever, dude.
Yeah.
What do you think you're? What do you think you work at Light FM?
No, I just. I like to know my music.
I thought Robert Plant was the lead singer of Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, but he had a solo.
He did.
Didn't Robert Plant have a solo career?
But I would say you say Robert Plant, the first thing you think of. Like, isn't like that the number one thing people go with is Led Zeppelin?
Oh, Robert Palmer.
Minus one.
Yeah, I was off. All right, sorry. Different guy.
It's not that you were off. It's that you reprimanded me for saying that it was not hard rock.
But Robert Plant did have a solo artist.
Did he?
You were listening when I said recall. Classic rock.
Anyway.
Mets beat the Marlins yesterday 2-0.
Wow.
What do you mean, wow?
Low-scoring game in baseball. You don't really see too many.
Well, people. Especially they had a bullpen game. Bayozo was out there because Mrs. Alcantara is having a baby.
Yep.
So Sandman had to go be San Papa.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't pitch.
Never. I will never, ever, ever get mad. I know fans sometimes get upset.
New York's big into that. The Mets love ripping people for paternity leave.
Right.
What do you mean David Wright can't play third base? What are you going to do? Give him a bottle? I'll hang up and listen. That's a big Mets fan thing. Yeah. You have paternity leave, you play for the Mets. Francisco Lindor, give him a binky and go get some ground balls.
What is wrong?
That's what they do, dude. That's a Mets fan for you. Yeah. You think Benny Agbayani was out there swaddling? Only catching cans of corn.
Cans of corn. What's wrong with you? Can we stop?
Ray Ordonez would never sit there watching Bluey. He'd only there with the orange and Bluey. Go Mets. Anyway, game two of the series is tonight. Our boy Connor Gillespie, who pushed for me one time in spring training batting, he goes up against Clay Holmes. He kind of looks like Tim Lincecum, but he's not Tim Lincecum.
No.
He has his number. That he copied his delivery.
He threw so much heat and was so little that he just blew out early.
Yeah, but either way, I'm still pushing for you, Connor.
Where's Frog Boy?
He's not here today.
Really? Then why is he out here writing things?
I don't really know. I don't know what his deal is today. I told him, like, if you need a day off, take a day off.
By the way, you do the same thing.
I'm so confused.
What do I do? Like, you'll be on vacation,
mm-hmm.
and then...
Not on the StreamYard link,
no,
dude.
Like, he's on the stream. That's crazy.
On the StreamYard link. Like, he's backstage, and I'm like, just enjoy your day. Because I told him, he's like, oh, you know, I can't come in. Today was supposed to be Red Balloon Day, and, well, he ruined it. So
what a loser.
Then I'm like.
Who has the balloons?
I don't have them because we're not using them today.
Wait,
so
what?
We're not doing it today without him here. I can't do the game show. We went a whole rundown yesterday on the game show and how we're going to do it. And then he's like, can't do it. And I'm like, all right. He goes, but I can still do it not there. And I'm like, excuse me. Hold on. Let's just punt. It's not like free agency's this week. We'll just do it when you're here. So we're going to do it next Tuesday.
All right.
But, like, that's the whole thing is he bailed. And I don't know why he's backstage. I love him, but he's chatting. And the chat's too busy right now. I mean, Schmeath and Schmolnick doesn't chat this much between you two going back and forth. Save it for the break.
Okay.
Jeez.
Panthers are back on the ice tonight.
Oh, man.
Take on the...
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Toronto Maple Leafs. Puck drops at 7 o'clock from Amerant Bank Arena.
Paul Maurice doesn't even care. He's like,
I think this one, you got to care about this one a little bit, right?
Maybe one more point? Yeah, you want to win them all.
Hmm?
But at what cost? You also need to be
healthy. I think the Sams and Gustav will be back tonight.
Okay.
I'd imagine so. I guess the big question is going to be Barkey or any of those guys going to be back. I'm sure we'll get some notes from Morning Skate. We'll see what the boys have to say on tonight's game.
Morning Skate. Still never.
It's not punitive skate. It's just a run.
No, I know, but I'm just saying. Like, basketball and hockey, that practice before the game. Mm-hmm. I couldn't imagine playing any football before football.
We'll take a break, because meanwhile, your Miami Heat, winners last night over the 76ers, we'll get into it. 15 minutes of Heat is next.
15 minutes of Heat!
bum bum. Minutes of heat here for you on 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Miami Heat, they win last night over the Philadelphia 76ers, 117-105. The man they call Duncan Robinson, 21 points for the Heat, 5 of 6 from downtown. For the Dunkyard Dog and the Warehouse, Khalil Ware, 19 points, 17 rebounds in a night where there was no Bam Adebayo for the
respectfully.
Heat. Respectfully. Respectfully.
Respectfully. Respectfully. I'm trying to figure out at what point in the season would this not have helped?
I mean, what are you doing, dude? Like, he's been playing since, like, January.
You know what the hell I mean.
Respectfully. Tyler Herro also added 20 points. Great boots on the ground night. What a night.
Yeah?
Yeah. Patty Pimblett was there. Patty the Batty.
Who interviewed him?
Tommy, right?
Tommy.
Well, I think Will Manso interviewed him as well.
And I got to tell you, not a word.
What do you mean? We had him on the show.
No. It just sounded, it was really.
He was very into his Liverpoolness.
Oh, yeah.
That hair is something. It's very Beatles chic.
I don't know. I wouldn't tell him to his face though, because he's a badass.
It was cool. It was cool seeing the UFC star in the building. I was like, I was asking Lorenzo on the way, and I was like, anybody coming tonight? Because it's the last home game before the fight. And he goes, Patty the Batty. And then I was asked by some parties that were going to interview him. They're like, hey, what's the deal on this guy? Because people sometimes think a European fighter crazy. I'm like, he's a pretty reserved guy. He says some crazy stuff, but he's not like Conor McGregor.
Right.
You know, he's not like bouncing off the walls.
Right.
His big thing is he likes to eat after he gets done. Once he's done with the fight.
Oh, yeah, you were showing me the videos.
Oh, he's going to balloon
up. Pictures of.
I'm a Scouser. I don't know. Brittany was producing the broadcast. Did you understand a damn word he was saying yesterday, Brittany?
Actually, I did. I didn't think it was that bad, Leroy.
Did you hear him on the radio, or did you hear?
I heard him on the radio.
Maybe that's why.
Oh, Scouser.
I heard him on the radio, and I was like, "Wow."
Yeah.
That's what I said in the chat.
What a guy!
Not a word.
What a guy! He's fighting Michael Chandler coming up, in the co-main event, UFC 314.
Is a fan favorite that never wins.
He doesn't win in the UFC very much. Right?
It's the craziest thing.
But
say, Michael Chandler's fighting. Ooh.
He doesn't get blown out. I mean, like, that's the thing. Is he's been in I don't know what to compare him to, but he has a lot of very competitive fights, but he hasn't won a lot of fights.
He doesn't win them.
He hasn't won a lot of fights.
But when it comes to exciting fights,
it's probably him and Justin Gaethje.
Right.
Like, that's him, Justin Gaethje, Dustin Poirier. He's fought both of those guys. He's lost to them.
Right.
But they're very good. Like, I don't put any shame in losing to those particular guys. Now, if he loses to Patty, the interesting thing here is it's like the old guy, the young head, who's going to be, is this going to be Michael Chandler, knocking him down a peg? Or is this going to be like, all right, now you're the gatekeeper who young guys are taking out now?
Yeah, that always seems to be the thing. You fight to get your record nice. And then you take one of the old guys, then you get your title shot. That's kind of the way it goes.
Eric Spoelstra, after the game yesterday, this was him on the podium, and he said, he gave his impressions of Khalil Ware's performance and said he could have done more. You know?
No, he didn't.
What? He did. He did. He said that. Can you put it into Channel 3, I think, Brittany, so we can hear what Spo's got to say on it? But he was like, given his whole deal on the performance that he had, we'll get that fixed. But it was, he said, I thought he could have had 9 blocks. Because how many blocks did he have? Like, 1. Yeah, he could have had 8 more blocks. Don't go respectfully on it, though, dude. Don't go respectfully on it.
So now, what? Let me get this straight. So he couldn't get on the floor before.
Yeah.
He goes 19 and what, 17? 19 points, 17 rebounds. And that ain't enough. Before, he couldn't even get on the floor.
Yeah. It's the problem.
Crazy. I'm just saying.
All right, we'll see. See if we can hear Spo on our ears.
You know, to compete and to try to do the right things. He's a glass eater, you know, that for sure. You know, he finds his way, you know, around the basket too for, you know, these really important relief points, you know, for us. He's gaining confidence. Today, I thought he did a real good job of facilitating also for us. Not only screen setting, but, you know, when he had his catches in a similar place that where Bam was, he was able to deliver the action reliably.
About that action.
And that helps, you know, our versatility offensively. I told him it would have been, you know, he brought us in, and the first thing he said to me is that I think I could have had 20-plus rebounds in this game. I said, well, that would have been great. I think 19 points, 19 rebounds, and 9 block shots. I think he had an opportunity, and I told him that. He could have had a few more blocks right at the rim. They're getting there past our first line of defense, and he has good instincts there. That would have been, if I were to nitpick, you know, how many did he end up with? How many blocks, Tim? Oh, yeah, 8 more blocks in this game. I think he would have had that opportunity.
Why are you looking at me like that?
There's a phrase I want to use here.
What's that?
Beggars can't be choosers.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
He's just having some fun, baby.
A guy goes 19-17. 3 months ago, he couldn't even get on the floor. And your response is he could have had 9 blocks?
It's fair. Because they want to have him still hungry.
Yeah, but I want you to use that. I want you to go home to your wife.
Yeah.
And she gets you, you know, fix you dinner or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I want you to look at her after she slaved over that food and say, you know what? It would have been better if you would have added a little bit of this to it.
Well, I'm not going to do that. I've been married for 15 years.
Yes!
That's stupid.
That's my point.
Maybe year one.
That's my point.
It's year one of their relationship.
That's my point. That's what you're. Thank you. You just made my point. Nobody would do that.
But this isn't, you know, is this them married? It's more like them just started dating, you know, like you're still trying to figure each other out. What makes each other tick?
Well, I mean, and Spo treated him like a side chick from the first 3 months of the season.
Oh, yeah.
So there.
I don't even feel like he treated him like a side chick. He was like, he's like. Everybody, he's like, I'm just going to show him I'm not thirsty.
No, he was treating them like, like 1 o'clock at the club when it's time to leave. Ooh, there's a girl. Right? That's the minutes he was getting, right? Like, yeah.
It was at first.
Okay.
Here was Tyler Hero, who also had a good game on the expectations, why they're so hard on Khalil Ware.
I mean, we don't know what the limit is. That's why we're on him so hard. He's obviously going to be really, really good in this league. So we're on him, you know, hard every day. You know, no matter what, no matter how good he plays, we're still on him.
Yeah,
that's amazing when your leaders aren't even 30. Right? Like this.
And congratulations on the lower car insurance, Tyler. Now get out there and lead. Saw Low Dog yesterday. That's my guy.
Now?
He's always been my guy.
Oh, my goodness.
That's my guy, dude.
I have never met
that
a person
that message
who has
you sent yesterday was just so phony.
What do you mean that was phony?
Phony. Oh,
I swear to God, goodness. That happened.
Phony.
No, you're a not phony. The fact that it happened. I'm saying just the way that you flip flop.
I don't think I flip-flopped. Yeah, really? I think I was very fair. Really? I was very fair on my assessments of Kyle Lowry the entire time he was here.
When we interviewed him,
yeah,
you knew you had to come in there with some Jedi tactics.
Why? Because I bonded you two for a love of of golf?
Because of what you said about him.
What did I say? What, that I never wanted him?
When he left, you were also very happy.
Oh.
I don't think that's fair. I wouldn't describe me as happy. I think he was happy.
Can I just tell you how impossible it is to do a show with you?
I don't think it's fair to say that I was happy.
It's like we constantly have to have like receipts on.
Well, like let's just say this, Jennifer.
You said you always liked him.
Yeah.
Liar.
No.
Mm-hmm. Class act.
He is a class act.
Yeah.
He is a class act.
You know what?
He was very happy to be back in South Florida yesterday. It was noticeable.
Yeah.
Well, which was odd because it felt like it ended miserably. Even Spo gave voice to this yesterday. Because, yeah, the way it ended, you know. But Kyle's like coming up. He was hobnobbing with all the heat.
But you know what I would say about, even though you may not like the way it ended with Kyle,
mm-hmm.
he always kept it professional, right? He didn't, you know, make a stink or whatever. He just...
Well, now that we see what really making a stink is, what he did seems like he basically sent us an edible arrangement to ask him to go to a place where he could actually play. But, look, the trade for him, trading him away, was an awful trade. I mean, it's arguably the worst trade in Miami Heat history.
What, to trade him for?
For Rozier.
I mean, Rozier was doing more than he.
Not, I mean, like, they never really got Rozier in the playoffs, and they really haven't gotten anything out of Rozier. What did we get? We got a Knicks game and a Cavs game? And they gave him a first-round pick, which I'm still flummoxed by.
At the time, you were
very
convinced.
I mean, you don't care about picks. Now, all of a sudden, you care about picks.
I didn't agree with that trade at the start. I agreed with getting Terry Rozier, and I was fine with getting Kyle Lowry out here because he wasn't scoring. But I still don't understand it to this day, and I said it at the time.
Why
I don't
we
understand
had to give up a first
why
round
we had to give up a first-round pick. Because, I won't understand that.
Because he was a 20-point scorer.
Whatever, dude.
I'm telling you why.
Come on.
I'm telling you
a
why.
First round
there's
pick
a lot
for Terry
of guys.
Rozier.
There's a lot. And keep in mind, where do you think your first round pick was going to be? Not near the lottery.
Terrible. Terrible trade.
So if I told you pick 23 for Terry Rozier, okay. But now the team hasn't been good, and now that becomes 10, pick 10 or 12.
I think we can bring. I think Lowry can come back for some veteran leadership next year. He can be in the love deal. I think he could be.
Dude.
What? Stop. I think he should come back.
Stop.
What? Stop. He's very close with Bam.
Oh, I thought he was Jimmy's guy.
You know, that's the thing that's interesting about it, though, isn't it? Like, everybody said he was.
Like,
I know that he's
no.
Jimmy's guy.
See,
I know that
set
he's Jimmy's guy. No.
And I don't know if I like the way this is going.
I know,
but that's
he,
the, but
he's
it seems
about
like
this
some chicanery.
Sleep.
Do you not? No, it's not chicanery. I'm being dead ass serious right now.
No, okay? You're not.
I swear to God, I am.
You can't.
That's
be
my
serious.
Guy. This is not. No, this
now
is
now he's your guy.
This is
now
not just because he was nice
now
to me.
Now he's your guy.
This is not because of that. But
so what?
Now he's I'm just saying, like, he's, you know, perhaps, and I know he is Jimmy's guy. Like, the whole reason that they got him here is because he's Jimmy's guy, godfather to Jimmy's daughter, all that. But even. Sometimes you can even see your friend's behavior and be like, eesh, too much.
you're the absolute worst.
He's seeing your behavior.
Why?
Low dog on the
I'm
mini.
Your friend. Why do you do this
what
to me?
What am I doing, dude? Just a little better leadership.
Floppity crap.
Throw some lobs to Kalel. Get like 8 minutes next year.
He will play the first 4 minutes of a game, his first 4 minutes of a game, and you'll flip out.
No, I don't think so.
Yes, you. Oh,
I kind of sneakily missed him arguing with the referees.
Hey, Kyle, how's about we take a shot there, buddy?
He doesn't shoot the ball. That's still a thing.
Are you sure you didn't bring a balloon somewhere?
No, I didn't bring a balloon. I'm just saying, like, you know, he's very tight with Bam, Tyler. He loves those guys. You know, everybody was like, oh, he's a malcontent. That's not the game.
Well, that's all we have right now.
That's all we have since nobody brought balloons.
No, we didn't bring Frog Boy. I'm not leaving him
Who's
out of that game.
Blow the balloons up.
I don't know.
That takes a lot of work.
What are you, 80? Do
you
it yourself,
need to bring
Vic
a
Fangio.
Balloon when you're shaped like one. So messed up.
Careful.
I didn't even read it.
You snickered.
I didn't.
You liked it a little too much.
I didn't know. She said I didn't even know it was.
Take it easy.
Like, why you get mad at me? I didn't say it. Smeathan said it.
Now, he can't get number 7 because that's the warehouse's number. He already got it from Gogi, which pissed me off. And I think really Low Dog and I got off on the wrong foot because of that.
Uber delivers balloons.
Did he call you Toby when he walked by you and said hi?
No.
Hmm. What did he say? Nothing?
He said, what's up? Shook
exactly,
my hand.
Exactly, because he doesn't know your name.
Said hello. Mm-hmm. Give me a little smile. Wink. Wink.
I don't think he did that.
He did.
Okay.
That's not true. Jimmy winked at me.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle just shook
my
hand.
I bet you missed that.
Jimmy did wink at you?
He did wink at me. Which kind of
give you the look?
He actually kind of did give me the look. He was like he gave me the Pat Riley look.
He gave you the look like you started this whole thing.
Wink. Yeah, I think it was kind of like a thank
like that.
It was kind of like, hey, thanks for getting me out of here and getting my $110 million. Wink. Yeah, that was the look that I got.
Were you in all of this?
Was I in? If I am, I haven't gotten my cut. All right, no low dog. All right, I just was bringing it up. Saw you. You guys tried it on for size. You rejected them. All right, I'm sorry.
Coming from you.
Frosty feelings from you guys. You don't forgive.
Coming from you. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Very rarely have you heard someone who on the way out says good riddance, then a year or so later say, hey, we can get him back.
Yeah, but here's the thing. My heart was in the right place. Because I thought we were getting somebody who was going to actually provide scoring for us, which we did not have last year. And I was very desperate that we could get back in the playoffs. And we did, but we didn't have Jimmy Butler, and we didn't have Terry Rozier, and we didn't have Dunkyard Dog. So it was a fool's prophecy. And I was wrong. And in hindsight, I think, you know, we were a little too hard on Low Dog, especially you. That's my guy.
Yeah. I mean, you celebrate some of the worst season stuff in any sport.
What do you mean?
Oh! Leroy! Low Dog working out at UFC.
I think we bonded over that.
He wasn't working out, dude.
He was working out.
He could have.
Don't tell me he wasn't working out.
He could have did that workout at Orange
Theory. But he wasn't. He was doing it at the UFC facility.
So that gives him more credit?
He was hanging out with Zhang Weili.
Dude, I'm like, you get way too excited about off-season stuff. Like, how many years have you told me Tyler getting swole?
He did get swole.
He did not get swole.
No, he got swole.
He just got his man body.
Where did it go? I mean, he plays a long basketball season, J-Fig. It's hard to keep that mass on, you know?
Oh, so he started, like, looking... He started.
I think he's done a better job handling the physicalities of basketball this year. You don't think so?
Yeah, Tyler's been a more physical player. He hasn't gained any weight. He just looks different because he's getting older and his body is, he's getting his man body.
What, do you want him to be D. Gordon? You want him to be juiced to the gills?
No. Do you understand what man body is? You weigh the same, but it's more muscle.
He's wiry.
Fine.
He's wiry.
Huh?
He's wiry.
He grew into his body.
He's what?
He's wiry.
The hell is that?
It's like, you know, lean.
Can you say that again?
Wiry.
Say it again.
Wiry.
Dude, what's wrong with you?
Can you spell it?
I'm a Scouser.
Look, I would rather Jennifer just talk to me in Spanish. Sometimes talking to you is like having a conversation with Mima. I got to say, huh, 5 times.
He's in good shape. Dates off.
When was the last time you? All right.
People are really upset with you in the chat. I think we should.
Why?
Just take a break.
What are you upset about me for?
Because you're
way too long.
You are really like on one today.
Because Kyle Lowry was having a good time in his return to South Florida.
Because we know
how good to see bygones be bygones.
We know how you did the old good riddance thing to Kyle Lowry.
I don't think I think you guys are overselling it. Which I get it. Listen, I'm a bit of a showman, you know, and so I think you guys like to act like I always
Why
react the same way.
Why you gotta make this sound so classy? Just say show pony.
I just, whatever. You guys act like I'm some kind of showman, show pony, carnival barker. And sometimes I'm being serious. And I think you act like I always react negatively to it. I didn't do that.
Let me tell everybody what gives it away. Look at the smirk on his face.
Always.
How can we take that serious?
What do you mean?
What do you mean? That's your go-to move.
Ricardo, take some accountability for your actions, you flip-flopping show pony.
That's it. Thank you. You do.
I don't think that's fair.
Like, we had to shoot you with a tranquilizer gun, right?
I really want to.
And then you go, may have dodged the bullet.
Well, I mean, in hindsight, could you imagine if you did have, you'd be Chris Bosh all over again? You would agree. Hard to disagree. He's got DVT. Deep vein thrombosis.
Did you say
I don't like the right way letters? You said that.
Yeah. DVT. You don't want to get the thromb, dude.
Oh, my God. No one asked for that. Can you please stop? I think we should go to break. Let's just go to break.
Let's go to break.
Please.
Can I play one more thing for you?
No.
Why are you yelling at me? Oh. I just want Leroy Horde to hear from his favorite slow-mo after the game yesterday.
Oh my god. Hey. What? I'm still waiting for him to finish that Euro step. Oh my goodness. He went like this. No.
He's really a fascinating player to watch. Well, it really is.
Like you're using because a lifesaver.
They need to move.
I think we've
down.
Just been doing so a better job at taking other people's punch, and you know, when we got to understand that they're gonna go on runs. That's how basketball is, and you know, just get back to what we were doing that made us successful, and can't get bored with doing the right stuff over and over again.
Wise words from Slow Mo.
Man,
what?
That picture right there.
What?
What, Leroy?
That makes it worse.
What, Leroy?
Goodness.
Take a break.
I know why you put this video, just for that. I saw it the second it was uploaded in the bottom, okay?
I could watch Looney Tunes on that forehead. Just like, just take out a projector. Just like, beep, beep.
Back after this. Welcome back, everybody. It's time for the Road to Repeat here, brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers. I got a couple of flavors in the rotation right now.
This one's sneaky good. Watermelon lemonade, real good.
I got...
You ever try it?
Yes.
It's good.
I like this one.
Galaxy vibe?
Yep. Galaxy vibe, playa vibe.
That's your new jam.
I sprinkle in a retro.
You're leaning into the retro?
And cola, right. Cherry cola.
That's a good rotation. You got to start in five.
Yep, starting five.
The Cats are back at it tonight. They're taking on the Toronto Maple Leafs. Big one as the Panthers return home. They got four home games left and then a Tampa Bay finale on the road. But tonight, 7 o'clock against the Toronto Maple Leafs, good news for the Cats is Alexander Barkov, the captain, Sasha. He was at morning skate. Mm. So good news, Leroy. Looks like we're getting Sasha Barkov back. It looks like we are getting Nico Sturm back. And it looks like the Cats are getting Dmitry Kulikov back. So we are going to have a healthier Cats team, of course, other than Matthew Tkachuk, who is still working his way back from the groin and can't come back to the playoffs anyway. Right. But it does seem like everybody else who was on that list, I think, am I missing anybody? Let me see. Because I took a picture of that list. Yeah, everybody else, the six, other than Ekblad's suspension and Tkachuk's groin, everybody else who was out for this weekend. Looks like we're getting them back for this big-time matchup against the Maple Leafs tonight. On ESPN, too, on national TV tonight. So, yeah. Right. Should be a good one, Leroy. This is I feel like this is a cleanser. You know, it's a palate cleanser. We've had some rough goings of it right now, but you win this one tonight in your barn against a good Maple Leafs team. you know, you get 2 points and you get close to them. Maybe you make a late run, maybe you don't, but you just give them a little reminder, a little something, you know?
I mean, they're still not healthy, so it's still going to be.
They're not healthy, but they're healthier. They're healthier.
Okay, healthier. You know,
they don't have Kachuk and they don't have Ekblad, but they're not going into the playoffs anyway. So this is as healthy as you can get for the rest of the regular season.
All right.
What, very dismissive of you. Like, what is that?
I'm listening what to the that? Coach.
Huh?
His main concern is getting everybody healthy.
That was my main concern.
He said it.
Well, I said it too.
Yeah, but you're still grading them like they're healthy.
You're I saying, can only.
Oh, we get okay. so-and-so back. We're getting so-and-so back. That's still not.
Like, but they can't. Okay, first of all, they haven't been playing good hockey. Healthy, not healthy. You
because
cannot.
They've been losing? Or because.
They've blown leads. I think that's very un-Panthers-like. Yeah. A Panthers calling card is you get to the third period with a lead, that's your game.
But that's because all your tough guys are gone.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, then you also had the. I mean, you had the disastrous loss in Montreal. I still haven't gotten over that.
The guy scored what? 2 goals in 9 seconds?
I still have the cold sweats from it.
But I'm just saying. So, like, yeah, you have, like, the one thing I love about the way the Panthers were, you had a nice mix of speed, size, physicality, and some of those areas are moved. So, like, yeah. So, until that gets back so you can get your full assortment of attack. I think you're just putting pressure on another part of it.
But you don't think that, like, one last, you know, like, you got Lakers and OKC. Like, Lakers beat down OKC. You don't think that was the Lakers showing something? Like, if they beat them again tonight,
ooh,
you don't think that's a little, show you something going to these
yeah,
playoffs?
Yeah, they're healthy. This is not a situation.
I understand, but this is as healthy as the Cats can get to the playoffs because right, Kachuk can't come back and Ekblad can't come back.
Okay, so here's what I'm asking or suggesting or saying. Can we evaluate this team without all those guys and make the assumption that they're just going to play Panthers hockey and play as good as when those guys are available?
I would like a reminder of what Panthers hockey is.
Yeah, but you need your guys.
You got most of your guys.
Okay.
You got most of them. We have enough. Whatever happened, we have enough.
Kachuk.
I understand Kachuk, but come on.
Okay. I mean, like, Marshawn could take over on that part of it.
Be nice. I would, you know, listen, just, welcome to the Cats. Let's go.
Hey, Marshawn, do me a favor. Do that thing you used to do to us and just annoy the hell out of us. Do that to somebody else. Right? You're a Panther now.
Yeah.
That means you could do it to other people.
Well, you're not a Panther until you score your first goal.
Really?
Yeah.
Even well, first point?
He needs a welcome to the Panthers moment, and he hasn't had it since the Utah game.
He had the assist.
Yeah, you know, it's a 3-on-3, you know. How about on, you know, 5-on-5 hockey or on a power play? Let's go.
Is there an asterisk by the
not an asterisk, but, you know, I mean, like, what was that? It was 2 weeks ago already? Let's go.
I
wasn't even the biggest moment from that game.
I can't.
That was, of course, Mrs. Tobin getting Panthers Teacher of the Month. Against the Utah Hockey Club. And me getting free sliders.
There you go. Wait, can I just... Why do I have a feeling that you and Tommy were in the suite having a...
I had to hold him back, dude.
Was he having a contest?
They had a fajita kit one. And he just was going... I'm like, dude...
Oh, he loves fajitas?
What? Loves fajitas. Fajitas and tacos. So they give you the kit with the tortillas and you get to with the tongs. I'm like, you got to save it for everybody else, dude. Like, what are you doing? I had to hold them back.
Meanwhile, you were hosing down those sliders. Nobody was paying attention to you because you were paying attention to Tommy.
It's the old magician trick. You look over here, you're not looking over here.
And did your wife say anything? Hey, you too.
No.
No.
No, she did not.
She was hobnobbing?
Hobnobbing, dude.
And you and Tommy.
And she got a real Panthers jersey.
Let me ask you a question. At any point in time.
I don't have a real Panthers jersey.
At any point in time, did you and Tommy leave the suite to go out and look at the hockey?
Oh, I watched a lot of hockey. And it was a really great game. Like a really great game. Right. But Hobnobbing, dude. What do you want me to do? I will say I got mad. No disrespect.
I picture Tommy with a fajita in his pocket.
Nobody at the Panthers specifically, except for the fine lady who was the producer of in of Game Ops. Mm-hmm. She blocked me on the first Bennett goal. I was like, hey.
Look at the replay.
Well, I want to see it live.
Yeah, of course. I mean, Tommy didn't care whether he saw hockey live or not. He wanted fajitas.
Once we got into the after the fajitas, he was very into the third period. We were locked in.
What happened?
He ate fajitas for two periods.
Yeah.
Wait.
So it was his own power play.
So wait. Let me ask you.
Mm-hmm.
When he was eating fajitas, were you eating sliders?
Yeah.
He was taking care of
Tommy. And drinking gloves off Funky Buddha.
Oh my goodness. I could just
the gloves were off, dude. Let's get my Sean Thornton on.
I just picture you two just sitting over at the... And then you have an audacity to look over at Tommy and say, hey, save some.
Well, because there was much more, there were more sliders than there was fajita kit material.
No.
There was.
No.
You only get so many good pieces of chicken on a fajita kit catered.
Why? It's all like strip.
Yeah, but like he was taking it out, dude. Like it was not. I mean, I'm telling you, he was
that protein.
Have you? Wait.
He was housing this thing down.
Can I ask you a question?
Quickly.
Where do you think he gets it from?
I don't know.
He's probably looking over there. Look at Daddy over there, destroying those little burgers. Tell you what, not on my watch. I'm gonna go ahead on and hit these fajitas. See if he don't say nothing.
Take a break. Hour 2 is next.